This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome to Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Sean Bellent. Today on the program, we're going to talk about an issue that is hard to miss these days. The school buses are back out. While back-to-school conversations have been dominated by COVID, we're going to talk about the traditional conversation about safety of getting to and from school and the responsibility of the motorists out there. So that's our topic. We're talking today with State Police Captain Mark Gillock of District 18 and Litchfield Police Chief Kenny Riker. And by the way, Gillock and Riker will speak back-to-back, just think in jurisdictional terms, state then city. Well, welcome back. We are here to talk about going back to school. Yeah, the school year has begun anew here for the, no longer starting in the fall, starting in the dog days of summer. And we're here to talk about the safety of getting to and from school with a couple of folks on the front lines, Captain Mark Gillock with the Illinois State Police and Litchfield Police Chief Kenny Riker. Gentlemen, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, sir.
All right, let's talk about the modern day issues of getting kids to and from school safely. Crossing streets seems simple. You got the markers, you got the pedestrian pathway and everything else, but it may be laid out nice on the road network, but then you bring in the human factor and everything changes. Obviously, looking out for kids is a different story than maybe in the past. They have more distractions, and the drivers have more distractions.
Sure, we all have our distractions. Kids and adults alike, cell phones are a big topic in today's world, and obviously we need to drop them and drive and pay attention, but also to pass under our youth. A lot of pedestrians walk with that phone in their hand, and they have a responsibility ensuring they're safe at internet crosswalk, and so they need to put that phone down themselves and pay attention to what's going on around them. So that's a little advice there, that all of us should put that phone down before we take a step or put that car and drive. Drivers, just be aware, our students are all shapes and sizes. They're tall, they're short, and with our shorter children, they can come out from anywhere between vehicles, and they're often not seen because the vehicle sits a lot higher than what they are height-wise. So keep those things in mind also.
It's also a good plan for the parents to have a talk with their children on how they're going to approach to and from school. Try to utilize stop sign intersections rather than the middle of a roadway where the cars will be going a little bit faster. And if you have a plan and a route and work through it with your student, that's really helpful both coming to and from. And if you would happen to have to look for one, you kind of know the path they were supposed to take after school.
Well, and I think the thing to remember too, sometimes we forget what we were like when we were 5 or 8. You could take the technology out of it. People just see a kid in a crosswalk and assume they're going to walk straight. But in that age range, where no matter what mom and dad tells us, we can be a little unpredictable.
Absolutely. Going back to school is an exciting time considering the last year. A lot of kids didn't participate in school last year, so they're really excited about being there this year and seeing their friends and getting involved in activities. So that extra excitement is a distracting factor to them and us as parents, because we're looking forward to our children getting back to school and possibly seeing their activities in the fall and throughout the winter. So we all need to pay attention and just slow down a little more and plan.
Yeah, and along the same line there, kids are going to walk in groups. They're going to group up with their friends while they're coming home. Sometimes it's easy to get distracted and maybe walk past your destination. So it's handy if your child would happen to know their home phone number, their home address, parents' names, in case we do run into a child that happens to be lost before or after school, which does occur. And it's always handy when the child is knowledgeable about at least the terrain around their home and has some contact information.
Well, we know there are fines or penalties in the school zone. We know there are the rules of the road out there, but the one thing you want to get across, a personal appeal to the drivers out there to just reassess what you do, and not just in the school zones, of course. Kids are walking the neighborhoods, coming back home, whatever. Just give some extra thought to traveling around, because it's not the same as July.
Sure, and just, you got to think all together. It's not just inside the city where our children are present. We have a lot of children live in a rural community, so the buses are stopping on the state highways and other rural roads to pick those children up, and just remember to be conscious of that and watch for those warning lines and that warning lights and signs come out on the bus, and slow down and stop as required. Don't pass that bus. Give those children that time to load and unload safely.
Yeah, if you're approaching a school bus on the roadway, you have to anticipate they're about to do a pickup or a drop off. So there are times that we have vehicles that get really close and don't have that stop distance to make up once that arm comes out. So should be anticipating a stop almost at any moment for a loaded school bus. So we do have a lot of those violations throughout the year. We handle a lot of calls in regards to past school buses, and the public should be aware that the penalty phase of that comes with a suspension of your license if you're convicted of that offense. So take that seriously. The safety of children is huge, but it's also a pretty big hit to your license if you were to violate that and be convicted of it.
You know, the unsafe driving habits, what is that they say? Let he without sin throw the first stone. And I guess I can't grab a stone. I mean, I probably have my own flaws, and that's the key. You know, it's really easy for us to Monday morning quarterback other people, but you have to look in the mirror and really look at what kind of unsafe habits you have, and I'm sure you both see a ton of them.
Yes. Drivers, I mean, all of us are complacent. You know, one of the things that you do, you're used to driving that certain route every day, and you get so used to it that you may roll through that stop sign that you're not, you know, that you're always approaching every day, and you start getting lackadaisy, and you don't make that complete stop. You don't stop, look and listen, and double check and look again. And we just need to check ourselves. And that speed's one of the easiest things to do. Vehicles are very comfortable to handle well. And it's one of the easiest violations there are to commit, is breaking the speed limit. You know, so we need to slow down, look at that, set your cruise control if you're on the highway. You should always be checking, you know, checking your speedometer, checking your mirrors, just practice those overall safety habits we all learned a long time ago in our driver's ed, and reinforce those with yourself.
Yep, and we're all aware that school is in session, so you've got the hours around 8 and 3 o'clock, 8 in the morning, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You know there will be more foot traffic, more vehicular traffic, and the school buses are out. So kind of be ready for that as you travel. Sometimes in the later evening, you're coming home from work, so you may meet a school bus doing a drop-off or something. So just be as safe as possible. That's our most precious commodity when you're talking about our students. So
yes, our children are our future, and that speed limit, that's absolute. When you see that reduced speed in that school zone, and it's immediate upon seeing that sign, there's not a grace period or a distance. That's when you see that, it's 20 miles an hour, it's 20 miles an hour.
But one thing clearly has changed. You know, when I was growing up, you'd have somebody drive a school bus for 15, 20, 30, 40 years. That's not the case anymore, and there's a lot of new blood out there. So don't assume that you grew up going to school with a veteran bus driver. There may be someone still learning the craft. I'm not saying I'll make a mistake, but sometimes you just, I would imagine you get reliant on the expertise of a school bus driver, and they're still learning their trade. Some newbies out there. Is that a factor?
Absolutely, it's a factor. I mean, we were all new drivers at one time, and even like a school bus driver, they have the time off during the summer, so they've got to get back in the saddle and get comfortable and get their self back in check. So give them that time and that comfort zone to learn and be aware of their surroundings. So give them that distance. Give yourself the distance to avoid a collision or a crash.
Yeah, and I'll give a lot of credit to our local school bus drivers. We listen to their radio traffic as they're doing drop-offs and pickups during our patrol. So we're hearing if there's any issues or past school buses, and they know their kids. They know them by name, and it's only been a few days. So we're already talking, like this student, I have not seen this student yet. They know the people. They know their kids. They do a really good job, but yeah, give them some leeway because there's a gap there when they're trying to slow down to get that arm out. So just be prepared to stop and wait for the student.
Yeah, and I mentioned that, and you're not here to speak for schools, but it does sound like this area is doing better than others because there is a driver crisis, and you really have people really just very new to school bus operations. So you got a pretty good system there.
Yeah, I would say so, just from what I'm listening to on the radio with the drivers and the people that are administrating those routes and things. The first day is always kind of rough, but as it proceeds through the year, it got smoother and it's already running pretty well. And we appreciate the school bus drivers. They serve a really high purpose for our community, and we support them. So if they holler for our assistance, then we're there to help them.
Well, I know the cell phone thing is really challenging at first. There were people who talked on the phone socially and those who didn't. And then all of a sudden, people who, you know, did things the right way with the phone in the car, all of a sudden they face temptation. Some work-related. Sometimes it's using it as a, you know, directional device, getting from point A to point B. So even people who are well-intended find themselves distracted by the phone. How is the cell phone challenge as we sit here in 2021, especially when it comes to school zones, what have you?
It's always going to be a great challenge, and the only way to to really get around it is all of us just to put it down, or you know, set that device where if somebody calls you, that it automatically gives a reply that I'm driving right now, I'll call you back later. Just take that distraction away from yourself. You know, the wanting to pick it up just because you hear it. Set a pre-recorded call that lets somebody know that I'll call you back, I'm driving right now. That's truly the absolute way to do it. You know, we have Bluetooth, we have wireless, you know, hands-free devices, but it's not 100% because what you got to realize is where the mind goes when you're on your phone. Your mind is engrossed in the conversation and not what you should be doing is driving. And that's the thing. The best way to eliminate that is just take it completely out of the picture.
And you got those other distractions. There's text messages being sent and a lot of screens that are on the dash of a vehicle. So if you're looking at something that's not the roadway, just realize you are a distracted driver at that moment.
And keep in mind, while we're on the topic of other distractions, it's food and drink. Drinking something while you're driving down the road, eating something. It's even though it's momentary, like glancing at your phone or the text message, you're still taking your eyes off the road and you're distracting yourself. There are a lot of things, putting a CD in the radio, play a CD or a movie for the children who are watching the screen in the back. Those are all forms of distracted driving, and it only takes a couple of seconds to have a crash like that.
Well, I know another problem you have out there. There are people who seem to think traffic signals are a suggestion. Again, that's not the case. It's never been the case.
Correct. You know, traffic signal signs, devices, they're absolute. And when you look at those signals and the black and white signs, those are regulatory signs like your speed limit. The red and white signs, they're all enforceable. That's disobeying a traffic control device. And they're not a suggestion. You know, they're there for a reason. It says stop for a reason. That means your vehicle succeeds in motion. And that complete stop allows you to look and assess and listen before you proceed. So it's just a matter of our, you know, recalibrating and slowing ourselves down from time to time. It's all about safety, and that's what we're out there for, you know, and we're working together to promote that overall traffic safety for everybody using that highway. In around this area, people have noticed that there's also still road construction going on. So allow yourself that extra time. You know it's getting complex, your children are back to school, you're rushed already, you're trying to get your schedule back in order and how you're gonna flow throughout the year. So initially, until you get your system down, give yourself extra time, allow that extra time. The construction may be running late. You may be delayed longer one day than what you normally are. So get up early, plan your day accordingly, give yourself the extra time. It takes the pressure off you and it takes the pressure off all the other drivers and pedestrians around you.
Yeah, and as you approach an intersection, make certain you're looking to see if the other guy's gonna obey that stop sign or yield sign. You know, I always heard that the ones outlined in white were optional. Just heads up, they're all outlined in white, so they are not.
Well, you know, you talk about the time and you mentioned earlier that, boy, you can get off course in a millisecond. I think I found it out. Like, oh yeah, I'm not talking to anybody socially. I can text and drive at the same time. And I found myself going over a sidewalk. I mean, 10 plus years ago, I was like, well, I'm about as Teflon as plastic. I mean, you think you're bulletproof, and maybe 90% of the time, some people can do it, but they're, if you think you can handle one distraction, sometimes another distraction pops up. People, birds, whatever the case may be. Endless possibilities, and few people can handle two distractions. And that's what happens when you latch on, when you accept one into your driving life.
Yes, you're absolutely right about that. And we're all, I hate to say it, victims of our own behaviors. And we can train ourselves for good behaviors, and we can train ourselves for bad behaviors. And once you start doing that, it becomes a permanent habit unless you choose to be conscious of it and break it. So overall, you just got to plan for your own safety. You got to care for yourself first before you'll really think about caring for others around you. That's what it comes down to. You know, care about yourself, your family, and then you'll automatically care about the motors who are around you.
Yeah, and anytime you hit the roadway, there's a chance of an accident. So always be prepared for that moment should it occur. I don't know if anybody in here has been in an accident, but I have, and you really want a time machine in the split second that occurs, and you can't take it back. It only takes a split second for you to leave the roadway. And when I encounter people who've just been in an accident, I tell them, you know, there's a reason they don't call them on purposes. Like, this is an accident. Accidents happen. So just keep your head on a swivel. Look out for other drivers. Make certain that you're safe approaching any intersection or light, and watch out for the other folks as they're approaching the same intersection.
I know this time of year, and for those who aren't going to take the kid to the bus stop and take the youngster 8 and under to school themselves, make sure you got the the booster seat process down to a science.
Yes, that's very important. I mean, obviously you get your booster seat or your child safety seat, read your instructions in there. Read the owner's manual. You need to read both the owner's manual on the seat and the one with the vehicle to make sure you're properly fastening it in. If you have any questions, we order the District 18 State Police. We have child seat safety technicians. Call us up over there. We'll set up an appointment. We'll help you install it the right way. We do have some extra seats on hand. If you can't afford one, we'll give one to you. So the options are always out there. You just have to reach out to us, and we'll help you out with it.
Absolutely. And we refer people to the State Police. They have a headquarters right there outside of Litchfield. So they have folks that can help you install these things. And what it's trying to fix is the height of a child. They have to be at the right height should an impact occur. And to not do that can be really tragic. So make certain those are functioning properly, installed properly, and use them every single time.
And looking at something like that, I imagine some people get a little too proud to admit they don't know how to install. And it's not a situation where you want to let your pride get in the way of your child's safety.
Absolutely not. I mean, your child is your prized possession, and I believe it's all of our prized possession. And it's our future. It's our future of our communities and our leaders and everybody else. So you don't put that second rate. It's number one, and you surrender to the fact that we all don't know everything, and we all have to be trained and refreshed from time to time, and, hey, there's people out there to help us. So we're available, and if I don't know the answer, the chief doesn't, we will find the answer for you, and we'll get that person to help you out. But all you got to do is pick up that phone and call or stop by one of our police departments, and we're there for you.
Yeah, and remember, most of us are parents, so we have struggled with those things as well. So we fully understand when you come in with all the buckles and straps and you're having a hard time with it, reach out for some help. These guys are certified in that, so they can assist you.
We did not seek a Freedom of Information Act transcript request for that moment, by the way. We'll make that a mulligan. Any other thoughts on the back to school in 2021?
No, I just want to say that we want everybody to work with us, be out there for the safety of our children and ourselves, all of us as a motoring public. We're here to help you. We're going to be present. We're going to have officers in the area, as we always do, to make sure we're following these safety rules and the laws. But we ask that for your voluntary compliance to work with us and think things through, allow yourself that time, and protect your children and other people's families.
Yeah, exactly. We're here to help provide a more safe environment. So in the world of COVID, we're wishing everyone a happy and safe school year, and in hopes that we return to normal here pretty quick.
Well, State Police Captain Mark Gillock and Litchfield Police Chief Kenny Rocker, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
That's a wrap for another edition of Around Montgomery County. I'll see you again next weekend for another edition of Forum.